No.
Yes.
Hello.
Welcome to Raps Rant. My name is Phil Marion, and this is hosted by myself, Megan Smith, and Blair Johnson. Show is all things Raptors in the NBA. We cover current stats, news, and feature exciting guest speakers. Welcome. This will be a special playoff edition after watching game one. And I know Megan is excited to discuss, and she's got a few notes, and I'm going to let her kick it off.
All right. Awesome. So, hi, guys.
Okay, sorry, guys. Just to interject, I just want to let everyone know. Phil and I are angry tonight. We're very, very angry. So if you if you're like Megan and you know you want to keep it super positive, then you know, first of all, we'll start off by just turning the volume down. There might be some some loudness to this. Second of all, we're really angry. So we'll be in touch.
It's most definitely a hostile work environment. So, hi guys. All right, so let's dive in. So we all know. Biggest difference between regular season and the playoffs is the sense of urgency. And because there's only potentially seven games, you really don't have time to assume anomalies like DJ Augustine going off and playing like a MVP caliber player, Terrence Ross shooting 2-for-11, Lowry putting up a big goose egg. Hold it.
He didn't score zero. He had some points, right?
No.
I saw him shoot a free throw. Did he miss that?
You know what? You're not funny. Listeners, don't laugh. It only encourages them. So you really don't have time to adjust the game plan on the fly. You have to adjust your game plan on the fly. Every game is critical. And so I thought what we would start with is just kind of going over the final minute, because I think that was the most critical time of the game.
That's fair.
Yeah, definitely helpful for our listeners to run through this really quick, I hope. So Raps had the ball with 1:14 left. The score was 99-99. And at that point, we had a 65% chance of winning. Kawhi hit a three-footer. T-Ross missed a three. And our winning percentage spiked to 88%. However, the Magic got the offensive rebound, and Augustine scored on a second chance play. The Raps were still okay at this point, as if they shot quickly, they should have been able to get the ball back with enough time for another possession after the Magic tried to score. So we were good. Unfortunately, we were slow on the setup, and while eventually Kawhi made a sharp pass to Gasol for a corner three, he did miss it, and worse than that, he ate up a chunk of the clock, or that whole play did. So it inevitably bit them in the ass. Magic came back up the floor, drained the clock, and DJ hit a clutch game winner, and it was over.
The rest is history.
Yeah, so in my opinion, the key mistake with that last play where Augustine got his shot off was there was a miscommunication between Augustine and Vucevic. And so I'm just going to...
Montenegrin.
What's his first name?
Nikola.
I'm just going to call him Nikola. So... him and DJ Augustine were in a pick and roll, and I believe what happened was that Leonard played Nikola while Gasol moved to the three-point line, but stupidly...
They didn't talk. That was it.
But stupidly, they both took a step back, and Nikola gave Augustine on Nikola, and then we gave Augustine a great look where he all...
It was a practice three, and he's shooting well.
Steph Curry. It was brutal. So, you know...
I mean, I look at that, and is load management to blame there?
Kawhi only played 33 minutes, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, yet you have two defensive player of the years.
Yeah.
And you're talking about, like, peewee basketball mistake here on the most important play of the game. That's winning time.
Yeah.
And we're talking about, you know, inexcusable, not calling a switch.
Yeah.
Right? And there's... I mean, just watching that play, I mean, I remember looking, you know, Phil and I just sort of looking at each other going like, that couldn't have just happened.
Yeah. Well, when they asked Nurse after, he said something like Kawhi thought it was a switch and went under to hold Vucevic, and Mark was still in the up position instead of the switch. So it just gave DJ room to get off.
Fair enough. I mean, you know, again, this is when you do this load management, I'm going to call it garbage because as I said, I'm angry. I think it's absolute garbage, and I try not to swear early on in the podcast, but you leave yourself up for a lot of doubt now. I mean, now is like, is it because they haven't had time to gel together? You know, Leonard's a first-year player, but Gasol's only been there for a certain amount of games, which means even more so, you need to be playing together as often as possible, yet you still load managed. And
in the game
too, let alone like that. That's, we'll get into that later. You know, sort of the arrogance of what happened early on in that game, leaving that unit on way too long in the basketball game.
Yeah.
But again, these are things that unfortunately, guys, you're gonna have to ride and die together. And if you're gonna load manage and then screw up at the end of the game on a play that people are gonna say it's because there's not enough continuity between the team, they haven't played together enough, gelled together enough, they're not communicating well enough together. If that's what's gonna cost you the championship in the game in the year where you have the best opportunity to win, it's absolute bullshit. I'm sorry, that's my opinion.
What did you think of the sequence they ran after that? Because if you remember back in November, we were in the exact same situation and there was like 2.3 seconds on the clock and Danny Green hit the clutch two to win it. So I from what I could see, Nurse thought he'd run the exact same play again and get Orlando twice.
I mean, ultimately, I don't care on what I care about is, did they win or did they lose? Did they make the right plays that led to them winning or losing? And I'm not going to focus on the ones that went in the basket or the possessions where they stopped players, because ultimately they didn't do it enough times in the game. And that to me, and that play speaks volumes about what we were complaining about all year, which is winning teams go into the playoffs winning. They go into the playoffs playing together, gelling together, and firing on all cylinders. We did not do that. We continued to load manage till day 82, till game 82. And it showed on that play, and that's what I'm going to focus on, because that's ultimately what cost us the basketball game.
I don't totally agree with you on that, but
I actually disagree as well. I think that I had a lot of hope going into the playoffs. I've actually never seen the Raptors actually go in gelling the way they were, and I liked that they were playing them. Like Kawhi was playing at the end of the season. Guys were on the court. They were playing together.
Absolutely.
I saw the cohesion, but clearly in the stress situation, they didn't go under enough stress in those games to be under extreme pressure and look the mistakes. Little mistakes started to get made.
Yeah, I agree. I just, I don't know.
Nurse, I think, was a deer in headlights too with a lot of things. Like, he did. I saw, like, you could see it. You know, the Raptors went out. Siakam had that dunk. I think it put him up 9 in the second quarter. And I bet you he thought, I'm going to be able to get away with playing Kawhi low minutes.
I heard he intended to play him a lot more. It's just he went to the bench and they couldn't get a stop and play to get him in. So Kawhi lost like 3-4 minutes there. But absolutely, he should arguably be playing at least 38 minutes in a playoff
game. That's playoffs. I mean, I think LeBron averages over 40. Your best player has got to be out there.
Absolutely. So, just with that last play, I don't even think Kawhi was the first option there. I think Danny Green probably was. But
I don't mind. So the last play, whatever, didn't happen. I wasn't upset.
It was disappointing. You got a good look. They should have.
It's fine. I wasn't too. And actually, even the play before that, I thought it was a beautiful kick out to Gasol. Yeah. I mean,
that was a well-run
play. Gasol should have made the shot. It was in and out. It looked like it was going in. It was a nice shot. I mean, what can you do?
And I really don't think that it wasn't a blowout. They didn't lose by 11, which Philly did. But listen.
It should have been 20 points.
Okay, but they were in the game till the very end, guys. Like, you can't rip them apart. Like,
the Raptors were in the game. The Raptors should have blown them out. That's the whole thing. There is no reason for the Raptors to lose that game.
Okay, but
zero.
I don't even know if you guys are going to have anything to contribute to this. But do you have any positives?
Zero. I think there is nothing positive about that game. And the only thing, because what are we going to do? Give the Raptors credit for stuff they should do? I just don't think.
I have a few.
I absolutely had positives, and the positives that you would think we would have, which are Pascal Siakam was incredible. His will to win at the end of the game was superstar level. He had two offensive rebounds that were epic, and Fred VanVleet is a gamer. The guy there's no fear in his game. When we got down, he was the one. It wasn't Kyle Lowry bringing his, you know, whatever attitude or this or that. It was VanVleet actually hitting shots that brought some energy back into the team's legs. And there's nothing anyone will tell you, you know, this ridiculous quote that that Kyle Lowry sends out saying, you know, just because I didn't score doesn't mean I play basketball the right way. No, no, basketball requires the ball to go into the basket. And there's nothing that sucks a team's energy more than seeing wide open shots missed over and over and over again. We're not talking about Lowry having contested shots in this game. His shots were wide open looks, one after the other.
Oh, are we going in? Let's start.
What was more embarrassing, DJ Augustine's defense or Kyle Lowry's offense? I'd argue Kyle because he's just like, anyways. Well,
okay. I'm going to just say back to Siakam. Jonathan Isaac on Orlando was excellent, as was DJ Augustine. And Siakam guarded him pretty well. But I really didn't think Siakam got going until he was put on Fournier. Then he really started to play.
Oh, for sure. He should have. Yeah, well, Isaac's a good player. Orlando has talent. But at the same time, Orlando is not, they're not in the level of Toronto. Yeah.
Okay. And can we all agree that a plus minus is probably the most important statistic in a playoff series? No? You don't think?
No. No, you know why? Yeah,
That's why I brought it up.
You know why I argue you're that?
Shooting Van Fleet's horn. I don't think Van Fleet's.
Well, I don't think that's. I don't think you can utilize. I'm a big stat guy. I think you can utilize those things to really judge a player's importance. But a lot of times, too, the plus minus can be misleading. And you you can be low minutes. You can be just certain minutes during a time where you have a mini run. It can be misleading, and I know where you're going with this.
Well, no, I was just going to say our starters were plus 13 in 21 minutes, which was very good versus Orlando's, who were only minus 10 in 23. I can see the two of you plotting.
Well, just also, too, attack. Since Marc Gasol, I mean, when Marc Gasol has been on the floor for the Raptors, their plus minus is the best in the NBA since they got him. So. Yeah. They've been a very good unit with him. But
and
anyways,
Kawhi
was
great. Kawhi guarded 37 possessions on, who was it?
Kawhi did his job.
And he was excellent. He completely shut him down.
Kawhi was amazing.
Now, okay, so I guess we can get into Lowry. Oh, God. Hold me.
I don't know. I thought you had a big announcement about Lowry.
Oh, yeah. I am announcing my retirement from the Kawhi, or from the Lowry
defense. Woo!
From the Lowry
defense. Thank you.
Team.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah, I can't do it. Listen, do you know anyone else $30 million a year for what he contributes is horrible. I don't care.
You know what he was? He's not even likable in the state. He literally, to have that comment to be like, oh, I played the game right. It's like, you did not. You sucked. You were so bad.
Had he come out and said, guys, I blew. I'm so sorry. It's not going
to
happen again. I guarantee you the reaction would have been 1,000 times better. But people continue to rip him because he comes out defiant.
You sent me an article.
He's salty. And he's
going into the playoffs where it was taught. And guess what? Someone wrote the article. And actually, well-known writer, you brought, I forget his name now, which there was a big defense on Kyle Lowry's stats in the playoffs. And he's like, hey, look at the stats. Just look
Shout
at the
out
stats.
Blake Murphy.
Let's just look at the stats. And I was like, this is a moment where stats suck.
Yeah.
And they do. Because you cannot tell me that Kyle Lowry is a playoff performer based on his stats. He says, look at the numbers. In a 4-year period, you've been swept 3 times.
Yeah.
And you scored 0 points. Like, we're talking like 0 on wide open shots.
It's got to be mental because he's talented. He makes
Of
those
course
shots,
it's mental. He's not a playoff performer.
Yeah.
He is garbage. He's absolute garbage. I can't stand him.
Yeah.
I'm ready for him to not be a Raptor. Hey, Kyle, thank you for staying. Thank you for staying at a point when it's sensitive for Toronto and having all-stars sign.
Yeah.
You and DeMar did that. Great. I applaud you. Now it's time to leave.
Get
out.
I bet you guys
I hope he gets injured. Yeah. I honestly hope he tweaks a knee.
Well,
I hope he literally rolls his ankle and he's out. I really do.
I absolutely do not, because it was the Van Fleet in for Lowry in the second quarter of that game that created the huge gap. It was they were minus 6. He was minus 16 in 5 minutes.
Who else was on the floor at that point?
I don't believe. I do not believe that.
Okay, you can rip him all you want, but we have to agree we need Kyle Lowry. So we need
which scares the hell out of me.
Him.
Which means this leads to me. So I had so much hope going
when
the playoffs.
When he is good, he is very good.
But he's too inconsistent. It's over. They're not. This team is. You can.
Yeah.
I hope I'm wrong, but because of what I saw And to see a player of that caliber score 0 points,
yeah,
we don't have a chance to go in the finals.
It is unfathomable. And I do, I would bet you each $100 he gets moved in the offseason. I think Masai.
He's going to take him.
Well, he's on his last year of his contract. You may get a team who's rebuilding, wanting a vet presence and then wanting to rebuild.
Listen, Phil and I both agree with you. You know, we disagree on the way that we approach Kyle Lowry. We both agree that he's the most important player on the team. Yeah. The difference is that, and I think you're coming around to this too, is that consistency, when you want to win 4 playoff series and they get harder and harder and harder, he might get us through 1. He might luck his way through 2. There's no chance he's getting us through 3, and there's absolutely no chance that he's getting, and you know what? And if he proves me wrong, then I'll be the happiest person in the world to be proven wrong. But the reality is, you know, there's one thing in this world that you cannot beat. It's called math and science. Okay? Like Einstein will tell you. If Einstein was here right now, he would say, you're an idiot if you actually believe in some way, shape, or form that Kyle Lowry overnight is going to change the science of his game and all of a sudden become a consistent playoff performer because he has enough games under his belt that we just flat out know this guy sucks. There's basically cellophane over the rim when he shoots the basketball. And I'm going to do this really quickly, but this is the noise that the shots make when he throws them up. God. Boom! Dung, bung, like it's like something happens that like there's like lead in the basketball because this guy it's not even close.
Okay, let me throw something at you. The Raps have a 90% defensive rating and a 64.5 assist rate when Kawhi or when Lowry is on the court, and a 133.3 defensive rating and 33.3% assist rating without him. So we can all agree we are a far better team with him on the court, even if he's not scoring.
And this is what scares the hell out of me is that, and it makes me so disappointed and start to lose hope, is that that guy is now your guy that you have to hope that you have to rest on.
Yeah.
You can't rely on Kawhi. The only way Kyle Lowry is making it up to me is if he's finals MVP. That is the only way I will say I love you, Kyle Lowry, and I will publicly apologize.
I can't wait.
To our 7 viewers, or listeners, sorry.
Mom, dad, and your
Here's a question for you, Megan. So are we better than the Orlando Magic without Kyle Lowry? So let's just say Kyle Lowry does not exist as a human being, which I wish that were the case.
That's so bad.
Well, maybe like not take a basketball player, okay? Yeah. He can like be like a grocery store bagger, but... with Rick Romero, okay? So, but are we better without... I mean, are we still better than the Orlando Magic if we don't have him? Because if we're not, then we're not an NBA championship team. Because I can tell you right now that the Golden State Warriors are a better team than Orlando Magic if they don't have Klay Thompson. They're better than them if they don't have Durant,
yes.
Which, by the way, they won 73 games without Durant. So if we're not better than the Orlando Magic without Kyle Lowry, then what's the point?
I do believe we're better than Orlando without Kyle Lowry. And what did you guys... The one thing that puzzled me was, that, you know how we were playing sort of the double point guard for a lot of that game? What did you think of that? Do you think it works?
What, Fred and Kyle at the same time? Yeah. I mean, they've done that for a while. I mean, it doesn't bug me. You know what I noticed too is through that game is that when we struggle against DJ Augustine, by no means is an elite point guard, but he played extremely well, obviously. Offensively, defensively, he's the biggest joke I've ever seen in my life.
He was an MVP caliber in that game. That was crazy.
No, offensively. But let's get defensively, sure. I've never seen a bigger, like he was awful.
Right.
And, but we struggle against elite point guards. And what is that? Is there anything we can do against that? I mean, there must be something. Like it seems like they just crushed.
Who did they put on Augustine? Green for most of the game? I think they did, and then they switched and they had Lowry on.
I honestly, Lowry should really reimburse everybody that went to that game. He really needs to pay people back. It needs to.
Oh, here, I just found a stat. Okay, Augustine was 11 points on 24 possessions with Green, 8 on 17 with Lowry, 6 on 6 with Van Fleet, and 0 with Kawhi.
Yeah, of course. Well, how many times did Kawhi guard him?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
You're getting too detailed, Phil.
Well, either way, Kyle Lowry sucks.
All right. So, yeah, obviously a lot of negatives. with that. My biggest problem, aside from Lowry and his biggest contribution in that game was breaking Michael Carter-Williams' nose. Like, that was truly the best thing he did.
The thing that kind of throws me off here, and again, there's, you want to talk about positives. There's a few positives. When you go up and down the Raptors' box score here, you've got Kawhi shot 56%, Siakam 50, Gasol 56, yeah. Danny Green 44, which is fine because he was 3 of 7 from 3. Kyle Lowry 0%. Also, 0%
from three. How many shots did he take?
Seven shots.
God. And he missed his free throws.
Van Vliet was 55.6%. Ibaka was only, he took six shots. He was 33%. Powell obviously shouldn't be in the NBA anymore either. He shot 25 on 1 of 4, and Meeks was 1 of 2, 50%. So honestly, our players, all of them performed consistently. And if I looked at that box score before the game, I would have said we're winning, other than, and I would just not have seen that zero on there. But then going over to Orlando's, they actually, you know, obviously outside of Augustine, they struggled. And to me, looking at those numbers, that just tells me that the Raptors just had no killer instinct to put this team away. Because
Orlando played harder, for sure.
Yeah, they did. They just, and it's sort of inexcusable because, you know, regardless of the fact that, you know, thought it was going to be easy, we've got home court, blah, blah, blah. You know, game ones are an important foundation to build off of, right? And it puts the league on notice. It shows your mentality, whether you're ready to play or not. And I think good teams come out ready to play. And you saw that from Milwaukee game one. What did they win by? 50 points?
I think they came out comfortable. And to me, it reminded me last night when I saw the Indiana-Boston game, a lot of the Raptors-Orlando game, just because you saw Indiana come out with such fire. They were going after loose balls. They were getting offensive rebounds. Like, they were incredible. And Shaq on the after show shared a quote that I guess Phil Jackson had when he coached him, and he said, "The only problem with flipping a switch is you're not always sure it's going to work." So you saw Boston do that, and they won just outright on talent. But the Raptors do need to come out and play hard from the get-go.
That's why I say there's nothing positive to this game, because Siakam did his role. All the things that we've seen them do in the regular season, you know, they were doing in that game. They just didn't win it. And, you know, it's like...
So what adjustments are you going to make for game two? What do you do if you're Nick Nurse?
If you're Nick Nurse, you play your starters more. I don't want to see Jody Meeks on the floor.
Right.
I don't. Take them more seriously. As much as I believe Orlando's not, but I just think that he really messed that up.
I agree. I think
whether or not it was too long for the starters to be out. You saw the shift in momentum, and then you bring out the cold starters on a red hot team shooting. Yeah. And then what do you think is going to happen? And,
Sure. I think one thing I noticed is they trapped Terrence Ross a lot. So they seem to be betting against him, reading shots, and as well as Fournier, actually, who they are trapping a lot to ensure he doesn't go high.
I think
threes,
you need to pay. I think you need to play Ibaka more, on the standpoint that I think you need to do what you did against Brooklyn that one game where in the end of the season where you were really, really tight on the perimeter, which opens up a guy down low, which will be Vucevic. Totally. And you need a buck on him. Yeah. I don't think Gasol is going to be... You need a shot blocker.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if they play more zone, especially if they play Serge.
I don't think
Ibaka.
They should, because they don't play well. That just leads to point guards being able to dribble through, and they'd struggle against Augustine.
Yeah,
I think they should keep man.
The Magic are shooting 48.3 from three, so it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But, I mean, it could be a way to get more length on DJ without sacrificing a mismatch.
Well, that's... I mean, if we actually had playoff performers... you know, that weren't named, like Kyle step up. My man Paul Pierce came out and said it. He,
well, here, you know what we should play? So the boys have also a podcast called Angry Sports Fan, and they get random callers calling in and just expressing anger. Do you have up? This was one call they received on Saturday, which is kind of sums up.
We'll give an intro here to Angry Sports Fan. One sec.
The entire fan base. The Toronto Raptors.
Yeah, so you guys can call in anytime you want, any sport, leave whatever rants you want. It can be 10 seconds, it can be 5 minutes. You can even say something nice. It's just not what happens normally. so we
really
had a
good.
Couple callers in. I'm actually going to give you, this is Phil's immediate reaction, pretty much immediate after the game, just to give everyone a little bit of context. It's pretty good.
This is a test player. I'll be coming correct with the real one. Wow. Okay. So struggling, you could just hear like the despair in his voice.
Yeah.
This was our first official call in, and it also went quite well.
Married to a good friend of mine.
He leaves Kyle Lowry in there after going 0-for-55, misses every shot. Pull him after one quarter if he's going 0-for. He's got to go. Now! Fire him now! Mid-playoff! He's got to go. Fire him now.
So apparently that person was actually more mad at Nick Nurse than Kyle Lowry. The second game of the playoffs fire. I like that. I think that's ballsy. Masai might pull it off.
I actually think if we go down on an 0-2, it might happen.
I agree. I wouldn't be surprised.
Before the end of the podcast, if you guys listen on for a couple more minutes, I'll give you the phone number to call as well.
Yeah, it's good. It's definitely worth a listen.
Well, it actually is. He actually does bring up a valid point. I mean, you look at game three last year against Cleveland, and they benching DeMar, and the Raps made a run and made that game close.
Right. Now, my biggest issue with him was this.
Kyle sucked last night. Kyle was just not good. If you're not making shots, you shouldn't be on the floor in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. All right, so let's move on. Did you guys get your rage out?
Yeah, sort of.
Okay.
I don't think I have any more to say about the rage, but I can say it again, though.
You can play my second rant. That's what we could also do.
I will say, these guys, during the games, we always have a group chat, and the rage is so real and so strong that I actually had to remove myself from the conversation during the last game because it was giving me... like a physical.
We actually made Megan tap for like an hour. Yeah, she was just I can't stand this
anymore.
I was
anymore. Like, I'm sorry, I have to leave for an hour.
Anyone who follows Phil or I on social media knows that there's always nothing but negativity. And even when we win, there's just negativity. It's just aimed at the other team. So you know what, Megan, we're just going to play Phil's second rant here. And then then we can move on from the straight anger.
Then we'll
Then we'll move on to some we'll laugh at some stuff. Like, you know, actually, you know what? I'm going to play this now. I just play this now because... I just haven't heard it in like an hour, so it makes me need to listen to it.
Make it stop. All right, cut.
Oh my God, that is. Oh my God. You know what? You know. I've played that for my girlfriend who's never watched a Raptors game her whole life, and she was bent over laughing. She was laughing so hard.
It's going to live on.
Okay,
forever.
So here is Phil's rant, his true rant. Let's see what... And we can totally move on, and we'll pick up what we need to do better.
Do we have to listen to this one?
This one's good.
Dear Kyle Lowry, you suck. You literally are the absolute worst. Sincerely, all Raptors fans, every single one of them. I think that you should have to reimburse every single person that bought a ticket to that game because that was an absolute disgrace. You have the nerve. I actually read an article during the season, just coming up into the playoffs, that you actually defended yourself as a playoff performer and said, look at the stats. Look at the stats. What do I see? Zero points for our arguably most important player on the court. Absolutely disgusting, embarrassing, and unacceptable. That's it for me.
Well done, well done. Well, Phil's been waiting to get that out all year.
Oh my God, so good.
I'm not going to lie. It feels good. When we give the number, you need to call in. If you're ever angry, it feels very, very good.
Therapeutic. All right. So, guys, let's move on.
Okay.
What else? So, let's, because we're sort of making this a playoff special, what do we think about what else is happening in the East?
I love seeing Brooklyn beat Philly.
Oh, so good.
Because I hate Philadelphia with a burning passion. It was great.
Yeah.
It was nice to see, actually. I mean, Brooklyn is a very likable team.
Absolutely.
I like their players. Obviously, I'll hate them when we play them, but otherwise, I like them.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler went off, but until Ben Simmons finds a jump shot, just everyone can take him out of the game.
And then the cell phone action
Amir
on the
Johnson.
Bench.
That was bad.
I'm disappointed in Amir. He's been in the league long enough to know that's not okay. And
well, the thing. So Joel said it was his daughter's sick. And so I was kind of like, if she's that sick, why are you there?
Right. Or get somebody to go check on what's happening, like with your wife.
I think they kind of exaggerated that because we saw them laughing.
Well, I think he's covering up for sure.
I think they're covering for sure.
But he got fined.
And then Draymond, even worse, comes out and says, hey, man, don't you check your cell phone at the office? It's like, not if I'm in a board meeting.
Draymond.
Like, why don't you shut up, Draymond? You're an idiot. Like, nobody really gives a shit what you say anymore. Like,
he's
honestly.
Awful. He's a joke.
No, seriously. He's turning into Kyle Lowry.
He is. He's a joke. He's brutal.
Sorry,
he
I said needs, I wouldn't bring him up needs, again. Couldn't help
he needs
myself.
A new PR person. Kevin Durant needs a PR person. And Kyrie Irving needs a PR
Phil person. And I were laughing. We were saying that almost like the Nick Nurse, like, fire a game two, like, Butler or not Butler, what's his name?
Jimmy Butler wouldn't be game.
Jimmy Butler. He's like, I'm done. Like, game one, done. Like, this team's falling apart. I'm done.
I think he might leave in the offseason.
Yeah, I might leave game two, is what I'm saying. Like, he's out of there.
Oh, God. Okay, so that series, Philly won tonight.
I think they're good to go. I mean, ultimately, Philly's winning that series. But at least I hope they make it tough.
Yeah, and let's not let any of our listeners doubt that we 100% think the Raptors are going to win this series. We have no doubt that they're going to win.
I don't doubt. I'm not saying...
I have no doubt, but just what makes me so angry about it again is that you just gave that team confidence.
Yeah, for sure. Talent will win out, and we will win. But
it's just annoying.
They need to win the next four.
They need to smack them down hard game
two. They need
two.
To win the next four, for sure.
And then game three, really blow it too. Like, or blow them out. Like at home, absolutely. They need to be like, sorry guys, you're
just
not winning.
Just to get the U.S. media off us to just give our team and our fans confidence.
This isn't the Leafs either here, guys. Like, our fan base is the game, the atmosphere of the games is like intimidating. I mean, you got to feed off of that. I mean, when we got on that run where we closed the 15-point gap or 14-point gap and we took a lead in like 2 minutes, and the fans were just... And we had an opportunity to put our foot down.
Yeah.
And they didn't do it.
They're wounded.
Exactly. There was just... Absolutely, you really need to make sure... And again, that was... At that point in the game, it was almost like they went away from Kawhi. Like, they were like, we're going to integrate the rest of the team together and like, you know... And just give him
totally.
let him score 50.
That's why
who
you
cares?
Brought him
like
here.
Yeah, you don't need that. You don't need other guys scoring if he's scoring at the percentage that he's scoring at. Especially if this is playoff basketball. Now we're not talking about getting out in the fast break. Yeah, it's like not getting out in the fast break and doing this, doing that.
Totally.
We could have grinded them down. You know, he can get to the line and things like that. And I didn't think we did enough of that.
Yeah, for sure. I agree.
That's it. Getting to the line. Just give it like that's. I won't complain as much about ISO in the playoffs because if you have an ISO scorer, why not?
Absolutely.
Give him the ball.
I do think, too, they will bounce back and they're going to come back with a vengeance in game two.
Oh, they better. You want to see the anger on the next one?
We have enough vets with playoff experience. We have Marc Gasol. We have Danny Green.
We're winning the series. It's just annoying. It's annoying. I wanted it to be a sweep.
Yeah. So when's Ananobi?
They said conference finals. Yeah, a lot of conference there. Oh, a confidence there to say conference finals, like we're going to be there.
And McCaw, I did hear, should be back within a week. We are. We're getting to the conference final.
Okay.
No doubt. Do we have anything else to say, or should we wrap this up?
Well, so what else did we see? What are the other Eastern?
So you have Boston.
Yeah, Milwaukee. Detroit. So Blake Griffin's out for the series.
What?
He's gone.
Yeah.
Okay, because
guys, how are we missing this? Not to interrupt that, but. The first thing we should have brought up is, like, let's give a slow clap here right now to, and we should have included this a little bit earlier on, to DeMar DeRozan. This is a different person to me than Kyle Lowry. Kyle Lowry I actually hate.
Well, Kyle Lowry takes no.
DeRozan I ripped on just as much as Lowry, but I love DeRozan. We were never going to win with him, How unbelievable is it seeing a true winning coach?
Yeah.
An incredible coach. Rudy Gay, I think, was second on the team in minutes.
Yeah.
And they beat a really good basketball team.
DeMar is a new player under Popovich. And it was hard to hate him in the playoffs when he was
DeMar
sort of
tried so hard. You saw how much
he
worked.
In his game, he plays.
Kyle eats McDonald's.
They just shut him down. They'd put two men on him. And then now that he's gone to Popovich and his system.
Double
he's
combos.
Just thriving. It's beautiful to see. It's great.
No, but okay. So this brings up a good point, too, is that you look at DeMar. He was so poised. I watched that game. I was so proud of him. So happy. Like, I'm going to cheer for the Spurs. Denver's in trouble.
Yeah,
because
I agree.
San Antonio is a ridiculously good home team.
I agree.
But does this now... When you look at it, it's like, is Nick Nurse the problem? Because
Could
you're
be.
Looking at, he was running the offense. It was very clear. And you have DeMar now looking so poised, put in the right environment and putting in the right areas to succeed.
Yeah.
Look at Popovich. He was like, don't you dare attempt a three again.
Oh, 100%.
Don't do it. Yeah, 100%. You're not good at it.
And he sat him until he learned his lesson.
Yeah. He's like, don't do it. And look, it's just like, he's just, I couldn't be happier.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what the summer brings for Nurse and if he's still around. Last
Lowry one here. So if
oh no.
So if Kyle Lowry played for Popovich, would he just tell him never to shoot from anywhere? Like, don't even take a layup. If he got free throws, he'd be like, just brick it off the rim and try and get the rebound.
Probably. Oh god. Okay, so Golden State took care of business, obviously.
Of course, with the winner.
Milwaukee. What?
Well, Detroit without Blake Griffin is literally a G League team.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, they're in
well, maybe
trouble.
Not G League, but pretty close, borderline. They would not be, obviously, they would have had one of the worst records in the NBA if Blake Griffin wasn't playing for them all season.
Yeah, I thought, who did Portland play? Portland was OKC. Yeah, I think OKC could be in trouble.
Yeah, well, I don't know. We'll
Paul
see.
George, is there's something up with
he's
his
injured.
Shoulder.
He's injured.
And then who else do we have? Houston played Utah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, what's interesting is that Houston and Golden State are on a collision course for the second round.
Right.
So now you've got the other side is wide open.
Which
you might
is crazy.
You might see Portland in the conference finals.
I would love to see Portland get far. I love Damian Lillard.
Hope he's a Raptor.
Yeah. Oh, me too. I hope.
Kemba Walker.
Yeah, Kemba Walker is my number one. But
we're going to have a whole episode on who we should replace Kyle Lowry with.
Masai definitely is something up his sleeve, for sure. He wants one of those prime point guards. And then I do think he's going to go after Giannis in a few years. I think
I don't think he's going to move. I think he likes Milwaukee.
I think he does too, but I think Masai is going to make a push for him.
Do you know how good of a person he is? You know that Giannis?
I know.
He sent so much money home his rookie year to the point where he couldn't even afford a cab to the stadium and would walk.
He's so likable.
From where
and
he
was. He's not about, like, apparently he shot down LeBron's offer to be in Space Jam.
No, he did. He goes, like, I'm not Hollywood.
Yeah,
I just want to play.
All of
he came from nothing. Like, like, when you see those players that are humble, like, he's not, he doesn't want to be famous. He wants to play basketball, take care of his family. He's a good guy.
No, he's beautiful.
It wouldn't even be, like, obviously I'd be upset about them losing to Milwaukee, but he's just, I'd root for him in the finals.
I would too.
I would root for him in the finals.
Too. Maybe they could, Masai could sell him on, like, Toronto. So we have a great Greek town. We got very multicultural.
Do.
Like, maybe there's a hope, but
I think it's slim. But I won't give it a pass. No. Like, I won't give up on Masai to get someone.
I think
big.
Masai's the best GM in the league. Well, one up, maybe top three, and he'll get somebody. All right.
Okay, I think that's it. Until now. Oh, whoa! Angry sports fan line.
Oh.
Because I know everyone's been listening to the very end of this. Like, we know we have everybody still on the line. So
I think it trails off after like 5 minutes.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks, Mom and Dad, for still listening.
647-360. Okay, got it. 647-360-8443. That's 647-360-8443.
Call and leave your angry message.
I want to hear it. Any sport. I would actually go on any sport possible. You want to talk curling? I'm in. You want to talk the women's hockey final?
I've already got
the most
my
devastating
next
thing
one.
I've ever seen in my life. Blair showed it to me. I've never seen anything worse.
Yeah.
Complete celebration.
Yeah.
And then the goal called back.
I know. Awful.
It's like, come on. Like, I'm sorry, USA. If there was one celebration from them winning, that was the worst way to possibly win.
Absolutely.
Anyways, we're out.
I've got my next rant ready. Okay. Have a good night or day.
Yeah.
Wherever you're in your day. Thanks, guys.